The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
Kid of the Week every week. Great kids who do great things and make you wonder what's wrong with your own kids. You're about to meet another fabulous Kid of the Week, and don't hesitate to send us information on your kid, a kid you may know, a kid you just want us to know. And this week's Kid of the Week, 9-year-old Nadia. Good morning, Nadia.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good.
Are you excited to be on the show?
Yeah.
You sound super excited. Have you ever been more excited than this?
No, I wouldn't say so.
Never, ever, ever. What do you do for fun, Nadia?
Go play outside, go to the pool.
Wait, you go play outside?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of kids don't do that. You go play outside. I'm impressed by that. Do you play sports?
Yeah.
What do you play?
I do soccer, basketball, cheerleading, tennis, baseball.
Holy cow, when do you sleep?
Sleep at night.
Oh, at night. Okay. That seems like a good time to sleep. I mean, even if you're going to sleep.
That would have been surprising if you would have said, I sleep during the day.
Yeah, I sleep at noon. Do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yes, I have two brothers and two sisters.
Are they older, younger?
Older.
They're all. So you're the youngest?
Yeah.
Are they nice to you?
I only have one that's like three.
Okay, which is the one that's nice to you?
My name's Alisa.
Okay, and what's wrong with the other three?
They
should all be grounded. The other three should all be grounded. I think that's our official opinion, isn't it?
Well, one of them's in their room, and then my two brothers, they're with their mom.
Okay, so you don't see them as much.
No, because they have different moms.
Yeah, I get that. No, I understand. That's the way of the world. All right, Nadia, so I'm going to talk about what you did here, but what do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a peacemaker. I want to get into politics so I can help change the world.
There you go.
You're getting the rare sitting ovation.
Wow.
I like that. Nadia, at 9 years old, wants to see peace in the world, wants to see people get along. You're a good kid, Nadia.
Thank you.
Here's what Nadia has done so far. Nadia inspired 6 or 7 boys and girls to give up recess at school. Oh, recess. You remember recess?
Yeah. Best
recess
time of
the day. Is great. Yeah. We're thinking about having a recess on this show. Like right around 8, we just go out to the playground.
I know. We were going to play tag. It'd
be totally cool.
We just all sit there. Nobody actually touches anything.
Well, we play tag, but we do it in office chairs with wheels.
Yeah, that would be good.
We don't have to get up. Here's the deal. They gave up their recess at school to knit 20 scarves to give to the homeless and also an abused mother or two and children as well. And they're going to do it again this year. She volunteers for the soup kitchen with her church. She helps out with a program called Just Breathe. Is that Just Breathe or Just Breathe 815?
It's Just Breathe 815.
815, okay.
Come on, Steve.
She helps wash and dry clothing and helps distribute those items as well. And goes to the shelter and plays games with the kids. Nadia, you're special. You're an amazing youngster.
Thank you.
So what inspires you? What drives you? What makes you want to help others?
I would say my mom and my third grade teacher.
Who's your third grade teacher?
Mrs. Vista.
Oh, yeah, I like her, too. She's strong. She's strong. Andy, you had her, didn't you?
I think I did, twice.
Yeah.
Nadia, can I ask you a question? How did you get the 6 or 7 boys and girls to give up recess? What was your pitch to get them to skip what some believe is the best part of the day?
Because since we're, I go to a Montessori school, Montessori is supposed to be a peacemaker school. So me and my teacher were like, what if we crochet for homeless shelters and abused women and animals? And so I told the rest of my class, but some three people still didn't want to give up their recess, but the ones that did, they thought that would be a good thing since we do go to a Montessori school. But even if you don't go to a Montessori school, it's still a good thing to do at home or in the school and to get your students and your teacher to try to do it too. But we just have to ask our principal about it. And the news came in and interviewed us about it.
And now you're on the Steve Cochran Show. It's a big day.
Yes, I would say so.
Yeah, There you go. Sitting ovation. Sitting ovation, without a doubt. Nadia, I like you. Thanks for being on the show. And I have prizes for you for being Kid of the Week. You like pizza?
Yeah.
I got a Lou Malnati's pizza. Awesome. And also a gift certificate to Apt Electronics, gift card, I should say. And you can go there and, you know, get headphones or pods or whatever. And plus, since you play baseball, did you say you play baseball, softball? What do you play?
She plays it all.
Baseball.
I have a scholarship to the Chicago White Sox baseball summer camp.
Oh, that's great.
Girls and boys from 5 to 12. How about that, right? You can learn the fundamentals of baseball. Kids of all skill levels and experience are welcome. You can find a baseball summer camp for your own Kid of the Week.
Thank you so much.
At BullSoxAcademy.com. Well, I'm glad you're excited. That's going to be fun. You let us know how it goes, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Nadia.
Thanks for being a great kid.